Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Russell Blaylock, medical doctor, getting into Obamacare, and he predicted exactly how it would be implemented, what would happen. I thought that he was a little severe. I didn't imagine they would be this brutal. Dr. Group, they're trying to break this country right now, and the reason they're claiming that the site's broken on purpose is because they don't want people to know that Obamacare is such a screw job because it's written that way, and that your premiums are going up because the site's broken. I mean, it really, they really are con artists. And the average even politician I get on who's smart cannot comprehend things this diabolical. What do you think is going on with Obamacare?
I think it's a disaster, but I think it's actually can be a good thing, because I think that the way that you can look at it good is the more that it's a disaster, the more that people are going to look for other options for healthcare. If they look for other options like preventative care, like what everybody should be doing, taking care of their own health, it's very easy to maintain yourself in a healthy state. Don't put toxic chemicals in your body. Don't eat bad food. Don't eat GMOs. Avoid all the everything that can cause disease. And then you don't even need to worry about Obamacare. I mean, all that, you know, again, even with Obamacare, they're still treating the symptoms and not the root cause. I mean, everybody needs to figure out what's causing my health.
Yeah, I mean, you
address that.
You drink a bunch every day. You smoke. You eat at McDonald's. You wonder why you weigh 400 pounds and die of cancer at 50. I mean,
it's not that hard. I mean, you take a shower every day to wash the outside of your skin. What do you do to clean the inside of your body? Because if your body's not clean inside, then you're going to start out with headaches, you're going to start out with joint pain, you're going to start out with all these things. Your body is telling you something is starting to happen. You don't just all of a sudden get something. It takes a while time. You might gain a little weight, you might have high blood pressure, you might be having signs of diabetes. Then you run to the doctor at the hospital or with Obamacare or whatever, and you get put on medications. Half those medications are going to cause more, they're all going to cause more damage. Medications cause damage. All that Obamacare is just a sick care system. All they do is just want to keep you sick, want you to die earlier. They want to control your, you know.
They want you to die before you get the Medicare and Medicaid and the Social Security. And by the way, they admit that now. The architect, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel, said, no, we're going to bankrupt the system. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And we do have death panels.
I mean, my whole thing is I hope it even backfires even more, because what we've seen is we've had actually people calling us up and say, look, I can't do Obamacare. I don't even want to do Obamacare. I have doctors that are asking me what to do for their patients naturally because they're getting out of Obamacare. I mean, we have a big-time backlash right now, and what I project is there's nowhere else to go but to natural medicine. I mean, that's the only true way to heal the body is naturally. You're not going to go anywhere, and you're not going to get better in the Obamacare system. Look what the healthcare system has done to this point. We have more diabetes, more heart disease, more cancer, everything exponential.
Absolutely. In fact, for Blaylock, guys, will you find the Ezekiel Emanuel deal? I know we've heard that 10 times, but I mean, it's just amazing. We got 1 minute left, Dr. Group. Tell folks about your website.
My website is globalhealingcenter.com. People can go over there. I have a blog. We have a Facebook page, too, that you can go. And I'm always posting information. I mean, you can go in the search bar and just search for anything. It's not like we're trying to sell you a bunch of stuff. We're giving you information.
Oh, hell, it doesn't matter. The good guys, we've got to take over the market with the good, because they've convinced good guys to just sit back and we're supposed to be like on the side of the street, you know, with a sign fighting the New World Order, homeless. No, we've got to take over the economy from them with quality and displace their fraud. Just like you couldn't get organic 15, 20 years ago. People started buying it. It was expensive. It displaced the other stuff. Now organic is coming down to the same price as the poison food.
Exactly.
Because we took over the market. Then it brought in more competition.
Yep, and that's it. And that's what's happening. We've watched it happen. It's just people need to, you know, people are getting slapped in the face with this Obamacare, and they're saying, what do I need to do? I need to start taking responsibility for my own health. And what's really good about it is the fact that we're able to help more people every single day. And each person that gets help that doesn't have to be on prescriptions or gets off their prescription medications, less money for them to control things.
That's right, Dr. Edward Group. I want to thank you for working with us. I know you don't develop stuff for really anybody else. Thank you so much for working with InfoWars.
I've been a long-term fan, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
No, God bless you. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into the third hour on this Wednesday edition. And Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest for the next 52 minutes or so. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com is his amazing website. And I gush over some of my guests that have been so accurate, but I've got to say, with Dr. Blaylock 5 years ago, 4 years ago, during the whole H1N1 hoax, he was so on target that it would make you get the regular flu, that it would paralyze people, and he got attacked nationally, and then he got proven completely right. He just has a lot of courage, and he travels the world speaking to groups of scientists and medical doctors. He is a retired board-certified neurosurgeon and, of course, professor who taught brain surgery, and he invented many forms of brain surgery and procedures, so he's a brain surgeon. You got the term. Hey, I'm no brain surgeon, but I know, you know, Obama's a liar, but, I mean, he is a brain surgeon. And, you know, my dad is a dentist and oral surgeon and managed 22 clinics and then helped manage nationally for a medical firm. And he was telling me the same stuff the last few years that Blaylock was. And my dad did get out of medical management 2 months ago. In fact, the week of Obamacare. He said, they are criminally trying to wreck it. They have come to us and said, play ball with Obama and do what we say, and you can do whatever you want. And with certain HMO and insurance companies, my dad said, this is mafia. And my dad, and I'm 40 in 2 months, folks. My dad's only like 63. My dad could have kept working another decade. He's in great shape, loves working. He said, I'm not going to be involved in something where they can put me in jail anytime. He had to testify at the legislature. They were going into other medical groups that he didn't work for, but he had to go and defend them, and literally arresting heads of the companies and stuff for a T not being crossed, and shutting down healthcare chains, non-dental medical stuff, criminally wrecking it. And Dr. Blaylock, 6 years ago when Obama was running, 4 years ago, 3 years ago when they passed Obamacare, 6 months ago on the show, he was saying stuff so horrible about it. And I did scan over the bill and the 10,000 pages of writers, and I knew it was there. But he was saying stuff so horrible that I thought, maybe it's not that bad, because how will they get away with it? Everything he said came true, is coming true, and now he's going to tell you, because he told us then, what was going to come up next. And, folks, I don't have the staff to do this. You've got to go pull up Dr. Russell Blaylock, Alex Jones, search it in YouTube. You'll get him 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, saying their plans. He's read all their books. He's followed how socialist healthcare is rolled out with the fascist above it. And he is now here to break down their plan. He said it's not going to work. It's going to wreck everything. It's going to double, triple prices. And then they're going to claim it's just, I mean, he literally knows more than anybody I've talked to about Obamacare. Okay, so he's got the floor for the next 50 minutes. That's a long intro, but we either defeat this or it's meant to bring down America. This is a Cloward and Piven bankruptcy plan to domesticate us. And Dr. Blaylock, I want you to recap how you knew how bad it would be, what you think of where it's going. People call it a disaster. You said they were going to call it that it's a plan. So no one knows more about this than you. And again, I'm not trying to kiss your butt here. It's true. You absolutely have been 100% on target. How are you so on target compared to everybody else?
Well, Alex, I spent most of my adult life studying collectivist systems, socialism, fascism, national socialism, communism, Marxism, Leninism. I've read a considerable amount of not only in books and testimony before Congress and investigating committees. It has taken me a lifetime to get a grasp of how this system works, what they want, how they attain what they want. And there's a very brilliant writer, Gerhard Niemeyer, who has studied this his entire life. And what he shows that all revolutionary systems, the first step that you have to take is to bring in the revolution, you have to destroy everything that existed before. He calls it the total critique of society. And if you look at the socialist, communist systems around the world, that's essentially what was done. Now, some of the liberal groups, the liberal socialist, softer forms of Marxism, Leninism, they try to merge pre-existing society with the newer revolutionary concept. And that's more of a transitional stage. What we see is that the ultimate plan is total replacement of the old world order. Now, you remember when Bush made his announcement before the UN that we were bringing in a new world order. Well, when you bring in a new world order, that means you have to dismantle the old world order. So when you look at what they've done in during this administration and the Clinton administration, going back quite a few years, but particularly it's ramped up a lot recently. When you look at that, what you see is a dismantling of all our institutional systems that were based on the founding of this republic. Including the economic system, the cultural system, the moral basis of America, its Christian heritage. Everything is being dismantled. The plan for replacing that, of course, has been written hundreds of years ago. It's been a piecemeal plan. And if you read their literature, you know, not the conservative literature, not the opposition literature, but read their literature, they outline these things quite plainly, or what they plan to do. population control, reduce birth rates, eliminate large percentages of the population, total regulation of all individuals, destruction of the concept of an individual, which is the very basis of collectivism. So when you look at all of this, and medical care system is one of the things I looked at. I looked at the English transition to national health care and what a disaster it turned into. I tried to warn my colleagues 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I explained to them the history of how England lost its medical care system, its free system. Most refused to listen. They made the very same mistakes the British physicians made. They thought they were too smart to be fooled by the politicians. Then there was a group that thought, well, the politicians would be reasonable, and if we could sit down with them and negotiate with them and help them control costs, and if they saw that we were honest and really trying to help, then they would work with us. Some of them thought, well, if we get on the committees of these various national socialist medical groups, we can help mold it and protect the position.
Exactly. You just hit the key on every front. Good people think the system's like them and think that they can negotiate with it. And then with the Delphi technique, the collectivists play along with that, but literally behind closed doors in their own literature, they admit they're just a criminal group. But please continue. Sorry.
Well, you know, this is the methodology that has been used in virtually every country that eventually slides into socialism, is that you've got to do this slow dismantling of everything that exists. And you have to trick people. You know, there's a great writer that was from Poland, and he wrote a book called The Captive Mind, and in it he describes what's called the Ketman. And he said the Ketman was a very old concept in the Arab world, in which when you wanted to defeat an enemy, you pretended you were his friend. You pretended you to believe what he believed, and you associated with him, and you would move up in his power structure because he thought you were with him and shared his philosophy. And he said the whole time it's a deception, so that when you finally get strong enough, then you crush him. And that's the Ketman technique. Well, that's what basically used is the British system. The British politician went to the physician, made the physician think that he was his friend, that he would work with him, that he'd have him on panels making decisions. And, of course, if you read the people, the Naren Bevan, who was one of the chief architects of the British healthcare system at that time, it was all a ruse. The idea was to dismantle the existing medical care system. And of course, it was one disaster after another, and it's still a disaster.
And then they use the disasters they create to get more power each time, and they even write that in their books. I mean, take the arrogance, and we're going to play the clip after the break. Dr. Blaylock joins us here, really one of the greatest minds when it came to predicting and now being accurate about Obamacare. He'll tell us where it's going to go now and his ideas to reverse this and defeat it. That's why he's really here today. But look at the main architect of it, the eugenicist Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of the White House chief of staff, who said, you know, create the crisis, basically. He said, of course, we're going to bankrupt health care, and that was the plan. And now that they've done it, they always go, of course there's death panels. Of course we want to wreck things. Well, I want to slap their butt in jail with handcuffs. They're admitting to their fraud. Why are they so arrogant, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, the arrogance comes from the fact of their power. They essentially own the media, you know, through their influence. They own a great deal of the publishing. And so the opinion making in America is being manipulated, controlled by them. So they feel a sense of absolute power that there's very little that the average American can do to resist. And, of course, most of America is being entertained to death. They're watching football, and they're watching movies, and they're playing video games, and they're not really studying and paying attention to what's happening. This is one of the reasons, you know, people ask me, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I said, well, you know, there's two people that would make such a statement, a negative statement about conspiracy ideas. One is the person who's an ideologue and doesn't want to believe it. And the other is the person that's totally uneducated. studying deeply all of these events. And so they don't even know what's occurring, far less a logical analysis of the events. So that's your two basic groups that would make such a statement. And the other thing you have to realize, well, who created this idea that anybody believes in a conspiracy is on the fringe? Well, it's the conspirators. They control a great deal of the media, a great deal of publishing, movies, and so they put out the idea and hammered it home repeatedly that if you believe in conspiracies, you're crazy. Of course, you know, you've quoted before even that Rockefeller himself said, if I'm accused of conspiracies and doing these things, it's true, I am.
That's right. In his own book written by him that came out in 2004, Reflections by David Rockefeller, let's pull up the quote. He said, yeah, I'm conspiring to set up a planetary world government run by private interest.
And if you read some of the newer books that's been written on these a very rich power elite, quotes in the book repeatedly, they say that, you know, we should rule the world. And of course, this comes from Plato. You know, if you look at any history of
socialism, that's where it all comes from.
Starts with Plato.
All Plato. Man, that guy is so influential. But expanding on that, Dr. Blaylock, my big issue is if they just wanted to dumb down and kill off the poor, I would be against it because that's immoral and always leads to other stuff. But because, you know, they teach positive and negative eugenics in school, but we all know there's the real social engineering eugenics that the inner members of this Jacobin program that goes back to France, picking up Plato's ideas, you know, got 200 and something years ago. But their biggest crime is they're actually targeting the intelligent and the pure and the virtuous and really want to build a very ugly world and really just love dominating. They're really a bunch of sadists and are fundamentally evil psychopaths and sociopaths attracted to the machinery of playing God and are anathema. I mean, let's talk about that. Let's talk about their philosophy from your deep research, where Obamacare is, how well you think their program's going, because I think they've overdone it a little too much. They're wrecking things so fast, I think it's really starting to backfire, and is there a way to beat them?
I think what people need to understand is, like I said, this is a total critique of society. This is erasing the old order. This Obama plan was designed to be a massive failure. And what you're going to hear next is, well, you know, we tried to do it the free market way. We tried to mix government with free market to make it as palatable to the conservatives as possible. But look what a mess it makes. You just can't mix government control with the private market, individual interest and greed, because it created this horrible mess that we're experiencing with this Affordable Care Act. So this is to demonstrate to the public you can't mix the two. And the next step is, well, what we need to do is scrap the whole thing and have a single-payer system, which is the national health care system we see in Canada and England and other countries, which have been even a bigger disaster. But this is the way to bring it in, to demonstrate to the public you can't mix capitalism with government control. That the only efficient and just way to do it is have government totally in control. So I think they're sabotaging their own system. I think it was built to fail. They knew all this. They built their website that would not work. They've particularly designed the health care bill so that it would throw people out of work. It would make people become...
And by the way, let me just interrupt you. I'm going to give our listeners an assignment, a liberty assignment, because I literally don't have the crew to do this. You said this 4 years ago and a year ago and 6 months ago. The videos are on YouTube with hundreds of thousands of views each. I want listeners, and we'll put it on InfoWars.com, to go back and watch and listen to that and cut in where you said this years ago. You're not just saying this now. You literally said it will wreck everything on purpose. None of it will work. It'll be a total disaster, and then they'll bring in even more control and give the government dictatorial power over healthcare to, quote, fix it. And now they say in the news, make Obama a dictator so he can fix the healthcare. You literally predicted it, and it proves it's a criminal conspiracy because it's not just you predicting it. They've had a bunch of administration people, including Emanuel, we're going to play the clip now, come out and basically say, well, yeah, the insurance companies know we're going to get rid of individual health care and bring in the national system. So they're admitting the criminal plan, and it's only myself and you and a few others saying this, and I watch the news, and they're debating deck chairs on the Titanic. Let's play the guy that helped write the bill, the eugenicist, the brother of the Chicago mayor, Ezekiel Emanuel on Fox. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
over
time.
Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
Let me finish.
And it just goes on and on. I mean, this is so sick. And they calmly sit up there and take over everything and wreck it. Foreign air forces bombing us couldn't hurt us this bad. Dr. Blaylock, I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point about their program.
Well, I told the physicians in my hospital 25 years ago, I said, you know, you're being tricked. You're being made to think that these people are reasonable and want to work with you and that they're truly interested in getting people good health care and making it affordable. I said, that's your basic mistake. Because if you read the architects of this in England and other places, you find out that they have no interest whatsoever in health care itself or in being reasonable. They have a plan in mind, which is a total control, collectivization of humankind, erasure of the individual, creating this absolute control system. Anything they do to work with you, put you on panels and recommendations from you, it's nothing but a farce. And all of that's come true. And a lot of them began to wake up and called me later and said, you know, you were right. They've destroyed all of our practices. They've turned us into criminals. We're scared to death. We don't know what to do. We're afraid to practice medicine. And of course, that's what you do. You make it where the individual no longer wants to be an individual. He wants to be a collective.
They literally come to the physician managers, for those that don't know, and say, give money to the Democratic Party, get in bed with us, you can do whatever you want. I mean, these are mafia.
Well, you know, the collectivist idea is that if you'll give up some of your rights, we'll protect you, but you have to act as a collective, not individual. The enemy of socialism is individualism. They don't think that the average person, and that includes, college graduates, PhDs, a lot of intelligent people, they don't think that you're smart enough to be able to conduct your own individual business. But there's the elites that know far greater than you would ever know, and they know what's best for everyone. And this is the danger of centralization and socialism, is that the individual is just a cog in the wheel of the machinery of the state. And if you're a cog that's against the smooth running of the machine, they file you down. They destroy the individual. So people need to understand this is a war against individuals. You hear Hillary Clinton talk about the village, the child is to be raised by the village. If you read their literature, they constantly talk about the mass man, the collective, the greater good. The individual is the enemy of socialism. So these people out here, these libertarians, all these little college students who are so enraptured with this president we have, most of these kids don't want their parents telling them what to do. They don't want anyone telling them how to dress. They're in their private lives, want to be total individuals, yet they're working tirelessly to create a collectivist system where they'll be told everything.
Unbelievably well said, Dr. Blaylock. We got to go to break. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Come back and get back into that, sir. Wow.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, you shudder from the sound.
All right, Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, and again, folks, he said over and over again in the last 6 years since Obama got into office, when this goes in, it's going to wreck everything on purpose. It's meant to be a disaster. The big insurance companies like it because they're the globalists that want collectivism. Because this shuts down all their competition, allows them to cut the quality of care, charge you whatever you want. They sit offshore and get the money. So it's socialism and communism on the bottom, fascism on the top, and then they can carry out their eugenics. They can, the death panels. Remember they made jokes about it and said there's no death panels? And then as soon as it passed, they had the case for killing Granny in Newsweek and said, yeah, we are going to kill people. I mean, the socialist healthcare system in Europe chops women open to steal their babies a month early with cesarean sections. So that the woman from Italy who was visiting England can't get away. I mean, the government is out of control because when there's no checks and balances, every criminal interest out there can basically get away with anything they want. It is totally and completely, absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And it is so frustrating to see things like this going on and to see us in the grip of these con artists who then screw things up on their own record and then give us more power, we'll fix it. Dr. Blaylock, you were talking about the young trendies at the colleges that want socialism, communism, collectivism, feel like they're part of the power structure, who are literally letting Jeffrey Dahmer into their house. Please continue, sir. You've got the floor.
Well, you know, and you've got to go deeper. Everybody, you know, that I listen to, they start screaming about Obama this, Obama that. And I constantly bring them back. I say, you've got to quit blaming Obama for creating this. This guy's not smart enough to create anything. All this blabber we hear about what a brilliant man is, he's not that smart. He's smart like a fox. But he's an entertainer. He's like Clinton. You remember Clinton? He openly said, I don't care to be president. I like to play. And that's what Obama does. He plays golf. He goes on vacations. He's being fed this. All of this material that we're talking about, the destructive program, they were hatched in tax-free foundations, Bilderberg, CFR, decades before. I mean, no serious scholar would think that this bill was in any way written by Obama or that it was written within the last 2 years or 4 years. It was written decades ago. They've been working on this and molding this for a very long time. Now, what happens if you look at, well, who makes up the board of the tax-free foundation? Who makes up the bulk of the members, particularly the central controlling members of CFR, Bilderberg, and Trilateral Commission? It's all CEOs of big companies make up the vast majority of membership, multinational corporation heads, and multinational media heads. It's very powerful. What most conservatives would think of as capitalists. Well, they're not capitalists in the strict sense. They don't even like capitalism. This is one of the things that took me many years to understand. Multinational corporations detest capitalism. They like control. They like things to be regulated. And they learned long ago the best way to do that is by influencing government, putting people in government that you can control. Most of these bills we see like this, Affordable Care Act, came from tax-free foundations and special foundations and Council on Foreign Relations committees on medical care. That's where these things are born. They're written. They have armies of scholars working on them, all the details. We delude ourselves to think this is all coming from government. It's not. It's coming from multinational corporations, people worth billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. These are the controllers, the manipulators, the creators of all of this destructive collectivism that we're suffering under. You look at every system, whether it be the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, Cuba. Behind all of those are these people in the shadows with the massive wealth who were promoting it, encouraging it, covering for it, writing all of the programs for it. It's not some crazed revolutionary dressed in fatigues. No one of any real sophistication would believe that. And if you read the literature carefully and deeply, do your research and quit piddling with entertainment nonsense, because we're in a serious period here. If you do your research, use your logic, connect the dots, it'll be like a light came on. You begin to see things, and then as you understand it deeply, you can predict things. Things start making sense because you've seen it before. It's not that I have some great predictive prophetic power. It's that I've read deeply into how all of these systems came about. I know their methodology. I know what they're doing. I've read their literature. I go on these sites of the Tax-Free Foundation, read their statements and plans for the future. And so I pretty well know what they're planning for the world. Well, one of them is use the medical care system to reduce the number of elderly. Elderly are extremely expensive for a society. So they hatched a lot of plans to deny health care and encourage the early demise of the elderly. But, well, at the same time, they're deceiving the elderly into believing that this is that the government officials and these people in the shadows are their best friends because they're giving them free health care. But if you look at the Canadian health care system, for instance, the average family of a man and a woman and two children are paying $11,500 in taxes, far greater than they'd pay for private insurance. And when you look at what they're getting for what they're paying, it's a fraction of the care we get under the American system. So Canadians are denied health care. It takes them 4 months to have elective surgery, even longer for some cases. Some cases are totally denied. And this is the things we don't hear about. Well, you're buying into that, people. These elderly who like Medicare, Medicaid, and all of these things, well, that's just that's the candy that attracts you. Once you're in the system, then they start the rationing. Every socialist system goes through a prolonged stage of progressive, intense rationing, which means denying care. A recent study in England showed that they're killing over 10,000 people a year by restricting and refusing health care, mainly to the elderly. So, you need to quit listening to this left-wing nonsense you hear on the major networks, which is nothing but idiotic propaganda, and start doing your own research, start looking deeply into this and educating your children. You said, what can we do about this? Well, education plays a big part because first you have to understand what's going on, the methodology that they're going to use and that they're using. It's the only way to fight it, and you've got to educate your children. You can't just send them off to a university and then come back this brainwashed left-wing radical extremist. And unfortunately, most parents are not equipped to combat that. When their children come home spewing all this Marxist-Leninist talk, the parents don't know how to refute it because they don't really understand the American system. They don't understand the free market. They don't understand the dangers of centralization and collectivism.
Well, I've learned about this firsthand where I've worked with people that claim that they're kind of libertarian liberals, and then you find out later they're actually Marxist, and they will lie, they will cheat, they will do anything. And it's really a criminal energy. I don't even call them liberals. They're authoritarians claiming to be liberals. They're parasites, and the Republican leadership obviously is bought and paid for by the same big corporate interest. But historically, these big corporate interests that work with collectivists to get control of civilizations for markets, they end up getting their throats slit as well. I mean, I just don't understand this fascination with evil and now how they're announcing the euthanasia, the fourth euthanasia, the shutting down of the doctors. It really is a horrible system. How do we reverse this? Because they've got our kids in the public schools. Get the kids out of the schools, as you just said, Dr. Blaylock. But you foresaw exactly how it would be implemented with just stunning accuracy to the T. So, A, what is the state of it? How is their takeover going? How is their dismantling going? B, how do we reverse it? What's coming next if we don't reverse it? I mean, give us your perspectives, your diagnosis.
Well, it's much further advanced than most people have realized. We're very close to a totalitarian system. The takeover of America, people don't understand, since we were the leading power in the world, this is the plum that these collectivists have always wanted. If they take America, they own the world, because most of the rest of the world is dependent on the United States. The United States has always been the resistance to this collectivist wave taking over the world. Now, if you look at Europe, a lot of Europeans are starting to wake up. They're fed up with collectivism. They want individual rights and freedom. They're seeing the collectivist welfare state and what it does to human beings. How it destroys lives, it destroys family, it destroys society. they're ready for something different. They just don't know how to do it because this generation in Europe, a great number of them have never lived in a free society, a truly free society. And what the enemy's hope is that if they can take the United States, it'll stop this reversal that's starting to take place in Europe. And unfortunately, the Americans are some of the most zealous Marxist-Leninists. They're the collectivists that think they're leading the vanguard. And the attitude of the intellectual in America is that, well, the rest of the world messed up collectivism because they're not smart like us. We're Americans, and we can make it work.
That was my next point, is that there for 200 years since the Jacobins in France, as you know, or 220 years or so, they've been trying to make it work. But that's their mid-level and low-level people. Getting into the deeper writings of the higher-level collectivists, they're always totally mentally ill, into the occult, just really bad people that are attracted to power.
Well, you always see that. You know, if you study some of the great work that's been written on the psychopathic personality, what they tell you is the psychopath gravitates toward positions of power because that's what he likes. He wants to control people. He has no empathy. He has no compassion. So if you look at percentages of psychopaths, they're much higher in the larger megatropolis than they are in small cities because that's where the power is. Well, the psychopath is also attracted to organizations that have great power in the world. The more power, the more you're going to see a higher percentage of psychopathic personality. Some of the things I've heard, people would be shocked because, you know, I travel among people sometimes that are quite powerful and wealthy that they're not on our side. And they're quite candid. And the things they say is shocking. They would never say it publicly. But hearing them say things about, we should sterilize all the old people. I mean, the poor people. We should kill all the old people. You know, they're worthless. We should have a certain age. After 55 or 60, where you're automatically killed. I mean, things that are just shocking. And, of course, they don't include themselves in any of these programs. They're always excluded.
They are fundamentally greedy and hateful and wear it like an armor. And I know high-level medical doctors do get into those high-level circles. And I've talked to other medical doctors that have treated royalty, you name it, and the stuff that they hear. But myself, I've been approached, off record for business deals, radio deals, TV stuff. And people said, well, why don't you tell us who did it? Well, it was under confidence. If I ever violate a confidence, it's like a doctor, patient or lawyer, client. You don't, in the media, you don't violate a confidence unless it's a total criminal action, then you have to. But the point is, I don't give up sources. And they're point blank. They go, listen, the fact that you understand this means you should be one of us. And, of course, that's how they say it to everybody. And the public are animals. They're scum. They want to be slaves. You're never going to help them. They'll tear you apart if you ever. And in a way, they've turned the public into that. And I get that that's partially true, but it doesn't matter. They're even worse. And I had the head of one of the big six banks. I was on a first-class airline thing to New York, and he was on that. He was visiting his dad, who's a retired general in San Antonio. I guess people can figure out who it is if they do enough research. And he said, off record, buddy, yeah, we're setting up a private corporate world government, and the people don't care, and that's why they deserve it. And, you'd be well-served to join the right team. And they'll just adapt to our tyranny. You understand? You ever think of that, Alex, that you say people can adapt and overcome? How about they adapt to what we're doing to them? They'll put up with anything. And I had this epiphany, and this guy was perfectly sharp, super smart, had evil intelligence in his eyes, got up after a three-hour flight, suit was perfect, put on a black overcoat, looked like a guy out of a movie, and he just laughed at me. And it was just like, man, I have just flown with the devil. And it's just, they're so inhuman.
Sure. Well, we've seen this repeatedly. Anybody who's read the history of revolution, you see these personalities that have no consideration for the public good. I'm sure you've seen the interview Russo did with one of the Rockefellers. And he told him, he said, well, you just, we'll give you some identification and you'll be with us and you'll be protected. He said, well, what about all the other people? He said, what do you care about them? So you see this callousness. You know, one of the things I look on the internet and I see where everybody's making fun of people that go to Walmart and they have all these pictures of the Walmart people, and you read the comments below that say, oh, they ought to kill all this trash, all this garbage, you know, they're just subhuman. Well, on a lower level, that's the same way they look at everybody else in society. To them, the vast majority of the population is just a huge population in a Walmart.
But what's even sicker is they then try to dumb down and sabotage people to make their claim that we're scum true.
Sure.
That's what makes it 10 times more evil.
Well, that's why they destroyed the educational system, because they, you know, they've shown it through the polls that a large percentage of the graduating seniors from high school have no idea when the Civil War was fought. They have no idea who Christopher Columbus was. I mean, it's just things that are just unbelievable. And you think we spend more on education than any country in the entire world.
They spend more to screw them up, and we have the government documents.
So uneducated about things that you just essentially have to know. Well, you see, this is another thing, Alex.
Hold on, Dr. Blaylock. We got to go to break. These are hard breaks. Final segment, sir. Come back and get to that point straight ahead.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Final segment with Dr. Blaylock. I've got to go to a family funeral tomorrow in East Texas, so it'll be Dave and Knight doing the show, then I'll host from East Texas on the road Friday with Dave and Knight. I'll be calling in tomorrow, too. We're getting the Groupon that was censored from the Super Bowl with their pro-Second Amendment ad tomorrow. That'll be important. I'm going to air a special report that was going to be on the nightly news tonight, but I want to air it in overdrive coming up. Dr. Blaylock, you got cut off by that break. I'm sorry, they're satellite breaks for the station, so they're hard breaks. You were saying another thing, another important point, and we had to go to break. What was that point, sir?
Yeah, that's all right. Well, one of the things that I've noticed, I'm 68 years old. I've seen a fair bit of history. One of the things I've noticed that has just changed drastically in the last 20, 30 years, an incredible apathy of people. I've never seen anything like it. For instance, there's a case in Georgia where children who bought Christmas cards that had references to Jesus or the true meaning of Christmas, they took up their cards, took them away from them. They didn't want any such Christmas cards. You know, if you say Happy Holidays or Happy Wiccan Witch Day, then that's fine.
Which is a clear violation of the First Amendment. They can personally hand out whatever they want.
But the point being is that the parents didn't really react. One or two parents showed displeasure. And another case where they were telling the children they need to go on an Islamic tour. You need to go to this museum, and they were getting indoctrinated in Islamic faith, and they had to read the Quran, and some schools they were having to dress in the Islamic dress, and so on and so on. And yet the parents just apathetically accepted it and signed the release forms and the permission forms. And I'm seeing this all over. Every kind of program that's just an absolute outrage by the TSA abuse, outrage by the new militarization of the police, and on and on and on. And it's always met with apathy. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. Well, we need to be protected against the terrorists. Well, we need to know what people are thinking and protect us against the shooters. And they take their guns. They do one thing after another, and it's always met with apathy. Now, part of that is exhaustion, because we're inundated from every angle. And that's one of the things Pavlov taught Stalin. That if you take an animal and you exhaust it, you can make it do almost anything you want it to. You can easily retrain it. The other thing is all these massive vaccinations, fluoride, aluminum, all these things we know that produce apathy in the human brain. I think that, you know, there's a real push for people taking psychotropic-type drugs. Large numbers of women are on those things. So they're in an apathetic state. They can't really respond emotionally. So one thing is let's fight this apathy. Get people involved. When a school board allows something like that, or a child to be abused by some ridiculous attack on Christianity, they need to all work to have all of them removed from office.
You're right. We have to get out of the trance-like state and get out of the state of just being broke back, putting up with whatever they do. We have to learn to resist, because resistance, the spirit of resistance to tyranny, is victory. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. I know you have a newsletter with Newsmax. .com as well. You never want to plug any of the great things you do at the Wellness Center, but in the 30 seconds we've got left, how do folks get your newsletter?
Well, they can go to that website and they can sign up for the newsletter there. You know, one of the most important things of all is to pray and return to your understanding of your relationship to God and to Jesus Christ. That's being humiliated now, and people...
Sir, I want to let you finish. We're back in 60 seconds. Finish that point. We're going into overdrive with Dr. Blaylock, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.